Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. We're watching the Walker Cup, and it's at Seminole, and I just believe that that must be one of your favorite golf courses. Good morning, Hawaii. It's Saturday, May 8th. It's, my goodness, it's already May. It's almost hurricane season. This is the Golf Club. We're on the air in Hawaii. We're streaming live around the world, of course. And you can always listen to the podcast if you don't catch all of the show or you need to get out of the car, go to work, wherever you get yours. Or you can always find the radio is streaming at radiogolfclub.com. And then the podcast is there as well, under radiogolfclub.com/listen. Great guests with Ron Green checking in this morning. He's over at that very vicious golf course that was Quail Hollow, giving everybody a difficult time. Rob Barnes, co-founder and CEO, Selkirk Sport. Mark Lynch, VP of Golf Operations now at Belmont Golf Course, just redone by Davis Love III. Wes Wailehua will be on the show with us, of course, the CEO and executive director of the Aloha Section PGA. We're starting our Patriot Golf Day, our campaign for Folds of Honor. Patriot Golf Day this year is Memorial Day. And kicking off the show first is Jim Nugent, founder and publisher, Global Golf Post. And yes, he's at Seminole. First off, the weather forecast, mostly sunny on the leeward side, some rain, scattered showers, partly cloudy skies, windward and Mauka, high between 82 if you're up Mauka to 87 if you're along the coast, and the easterlies 15 to 20 miles per hour.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup 24/7, Aloha Power Equipment, we keep power at your fingertips, Honolulu Sign, now at 1724 Hart Street, one block Mauka of Nimitz, Sue's Electric and Cranes Inc., keeping Hawaii powered and lifted for 60 years. High-rises, shopping, and commercial centers. Houses and RCM construction for your Spalding repairs. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And Global Golf Post, the leading golf publication in the game. And it is free. Yes, just go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Show your support for the golf club. Sign up for Global Golf Post. It is an awesome publication, comes to you free in your inbox Monday morning while you're still sleeping. It comes in about midnight, our time in Hawaii. Speaking of Global Golf Post, welcome into the clubhouse, Jim Nugent, founder and publisher of Global Golf Post, the online golf magazine. You are at Seminole. Welcome in, Jim.
Danielle, good morning, and thank you for having me on today. And yes, I'm at glorious Seminole, soaking in all that is the special Walker Cup competition.
Now, I understand there was a media day, and some people got to play Seminole. Have you played Seminole?
I have played it. I didn't play it at the media day. I played it several times, and it's every bit as advertised. It's beautiful, and it's a challenge. It's just a spectacular Donald Ross layout, and you opened with Ben Crenshaw. He and Bill Corr have made some tweaks to the golf course over the last couple of years that have been extremely well received. But it's one of America's gems.
It truly is. I mean, and I see all the houses. I love the aerial shots we're seeing. One of them was very sort of, you know, dry, perfect. You know, the kind of a golf course that you expect to see in the UK, right along the ocean. Now, of course, it's surrounded by homes. You can tell that everyone's crowded in around this gorgeous golf course. But another shot that I saw, it was very green. I think it's a relatively recent. Didn't it rain a lot this past week?
They took a big, violent thunderstorm here in the Palm Beach area on Thursday evening that made the golf course greener than it had been. There's still spots of brown and yellow. But on Wednesday and Thursday, it was running really fast and looked a lot different than it does today. But it's still playing very, very fast, and it's still quite a challenge for these players. The wind has been a little bit softer than one would hope and one would normally expect. The wind is a big factor in this golf course, but it really wasn't much of a factor in the morning foursome sessions.
We're 2-2 right now. All square. We finished up all four matches.
2-2 after the morning foursomes, but it's interesting. 2 hours ago, it looked like the Americans were going to almost sweep the morning sessions. They were up in three and tied in another, and GB and I hung in there and kept plodding away. And one of the alternates playing because one of the players had the flu this morning made a fabulous putt on 17 for GB and I to go one up, and they halved 18 with pars, and so 2-2 after four ball matches.
Yeah, and I understand it was. Let's backtrack before we get to the singles matches, because it kind of follows. I understand that a stomach bug went through both teams and other support staff. How's everybody doing? Not food poisoning, as some said. It was not COVID. It wasn't the flu. It was your basic garden variety stomach virus.
Well, it's unclear exactly what the cause was. It may have been food. It may not. It certainly was not COVID. But as many as 13 players and both captains have been ill for the better part of the last two and a half days. And as a result of that, this morning, both teams played one of their alternates. What's really unusual about that is that each team has two alternates on site. Typically, in the Walker Cup match, alternates are named, but they don't travel with the final squad. But because of COVID and all the uncertainty associated with that, GB and I and America agreed that this year the alternates would travel. And it's a good thing they did, because they were needed on both teams this morning.
Wow. Okay. And then why were the pairings not announced like they normally are?
The morning foursome sessions were not announced until this morning. They were agreed upon last night. Just trying to get as much time to see who was healthy and who wasn't. And the same thing with the this afternoon's eight singles matches. Typically, that would have been announced several hours ago, but they just made the announcement within the last half hour. And again, just trying to bide time and see who's healthy and who's not.
Excellent. So you can watch this fabulous playing of the Walker Cup either on Peacock for the first hour, or if you don't have access to Peacock, like some people with Samsung televisions, for instance, they don't have an agreement yet with NBC, you can watch it on Golf Channel. And that'll be 2:30 in the afternoon. That is the East Coast time. So that'll be 8:30 this morning. Alex Fitzpatrick, GB and I, Pearson Goody, I think Mark Power, GB and I versus Davis Thompson, Ben Schmitz versus USA, Ricky Castillo, Ben Jones versus Tyler Trafacci. Now, I've heard Tyler's name pronounced Trafacci, others Trafacci. What is the correct pronunciation?
I've heard both. I'm going with Trafacci. It may be the Americanized version, but that's how I call him.
Yeah. Okay. Me too. Joe Long, GB and I versus Quade Cummins. Angus Flanagan, GB and I versus Austin Eckroat, USA. And Barclay Brown, GB and I versus John Pack. John Pack, he wasn't at the opening ceremonies because he was still not feeling well. How are these guys all doing?
The three kids that sat out this morning on the American side are all going to play this afternoon, and they appear to be in much better condition and able to go. Hawk was the only one that missed the opening ceremonies last night. And again, I think that was just extreme caution more than anything else.
Yeah, okay. One of the young men, and I won't say which one, but they probably all have couldn't feel his legs. This must be nerve-wracking with the television towers and playing at Seminole. And the Walker Cup is always played at the most magnificent golf courses. These kids are amateurs. They're in college. Some One of them is 18 years old. Who's 18?
I think William Mao from California is 18 years old. Yeah, they're all American college kids. They're all, you know, tremendous players. But when you're playing for your country, it just adds an additional element of a mixture of great pride, but also terrible fear that you're going to let your teammates down, you're going to let the country down. And so the nerves on the first tee are jingled a little bit. But, you know, once they get off the first tee, once they get past the first hole, they tend to settle down and focus on the task at hand. And there was some really good golf played this morning.
Let's do a little bit of history for folks who, you know, love the game but don't have a lot of time to follow it. The Walker Cup, named after former USGA President George Herbert Walker Bush. And, of course, if that name sounds familiar, the great-grandfather George W. Bush, the 43rd President of the United States, and he was on site for the opening ceremonies. Is this the first time they've gone to Florida?
The first time in recent memory that it's been in Florida, yeah, and maybe the first time ever, because I'm not sure that they would have played it anywhere else in Florida other than Seminole. So that's a good question. And the former president was here yesterday representing the family, spoke at the opening ceremonies, and I believe, although I haven't seen him yet, I believe he's on site today.
Now, when did this start? In the 1920s?
This is the 48th. Playing of the Walker Cup, and it's historically played every other year. So you could go back, you know, almost 100 years to when the Walker Cup competition was started.
So this is interesting. On at the same time, approximately 100, almost 100 years ago, when they were recovering from their, you know, the Spanish flu, a pandemic worldwide, 50 million people died. And now we're in sort of a similar situation around the world, again, a pandemic, and all things come around. But it's great to see the history. Tell us about the making of the trophy.
The trophy was originally donated by George Herbert Walker. It continues to be the trophy that's in play today. You know, it's one of the great trophies in all of golf. You get trophies, and you know, for winning a lot of tournaments. But if you've got the Walker Cup trophy in your bookcase, you've done something really special.
So do all of the kids on the winning team get their own replica of this? Isn't it made out of silver?
It's all made out of silver. I don't think there are individual replicas for the players, but you know, between the swag that they get, the pictures, the signed flag. They take an awful lot of memorabilia home that they'll have for the rest of their lives.
That's wonderful. Absolutely fabulous. Now, the people who really stand out in our minds, Cole Hammer, Tyler Strafacci, are these kids we're going to see on tour? Have you follow? Because in your position with the junior golf, you follow all of them, and do you have a sense that these young men want to go on to the pro level?
You know, on the American side, almost every one of these kids are going to turn professional sooner rather than later. Some of them right away after this competition. I was talking to another guy who's a fairly knowledgeable follower of the amateur game, and we both agreed this Walker Cup match is a little bit unusual in there. There are all very, very good players, but there's not a lot of great players out here today. In fact, there's really not any great players that look like surefire, can't-miss golf professionals. So not to denigrate them by any way, but there's no clear standout, which, you know, in previous years, you've had a Colin Morikawa, you've had a Justin Thomas, you've had, if you go back, Ricky Fowler and Dustin Johnson played Walker Cup, and it was pretty apparent at that stage that they were going to have great careers. I don't think that can be really said right now about any of these kids that are playing for the United States.
Got to ask, did Tiger Woods play on the Walker Cup?
Tiger played once during his years at Stanford. Yep.
Yep. So, he must have been a standout at the time, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think everybody had a pretty good idea that things were going to work out okay for Tiger Woods back then.
With three amateurs, yes. Well, this is an absolute wonderful. How did the USGA, which of course is the organizer, and by the way, the man who donated the trophy, the USGA president, he was the USGA president, so obviously it's a USGA event. How do they choose which golf courses are they're going to go to?
You know, they really have the luxury of being able to pick and choose from just about any golf course in the world, and because the very best golf courses in the world want to host the Walker Cup. There's so much prestige associated with it, but also it's a very small footprint, and it's a very quick event. It's not like the event is a tour event and it lasts all week long and they leave the golf course beat up. There's no bleachers on this golf course this week. You'll be able to come out here Monday and you'll barely know that anything took place. And so you get the finest golf courses in the United States, as well as Great Britain and Ireland, raising their hand. The next one in 2 years will be at St. Andrews.
Oh.
And 4 years from now, it'll be at Cypress Point.
Wow. Gosh. Oh, yes. Jim Nugent, founder and publisher of Global Golf Post. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you very much for having me on today. I hope your listeners enjoy the Walker Cup on television.
Absolutely. And I hope my listeners will please go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii and sign up for your free Global Golf Post, because everything that happens this weekend at Seminole, with beautiful, spectacular photos, everything that's happening on the professional level. And there is one, I just love the part where occasionally at the very end of Global Golf Post, there's something pretty funny that happens in the world, whether it's some video that went viral or some trick shot artist that's doing something spectacular. It just has all of the elements that you want to catch up on. That's globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii, and it is free. We're going to come back with Wes Wailahua, because we're starting in Hawaii with Patriot Golf Day being on the this coming Memorial Day weekend. So it's happening now, and we're going to, of course, get everybody excited about playing after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
We've got, I just want to tell you about the contractor, plumber, landscaper, homeowner. If you're any one of those, you need a Honda generator, and Aloha Power Equipment's got them. After nearly a year on back order, the new Honda EU2200 with carbon monoxide sensor is here. $1,199, a free extended warranty. That's a $300 savings. Hurry in. They're going fast. Keep the lights on and your family safe. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Keep that Honda generator in your home, in your garage. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Hawaii is beginning its Patriot Golf Day campaign for the Folds of Honor just a little bit early. Not really, because Patriot Golf Day is on Memorial Day weekend now. So it's going to be stretched out through June. Welcome into the clubhouse, Wes Wailahua, Aloha Section PGA Executive Director, Vice President, Aloha State Chapter of Club Management Association of America, ASPGA.com. Welcome.
Danielle, aloha, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. And this is an all-islands, all-in, concerted, cohesive effort to get out the golfers to help raise money for Patriot Golf Day.
It's more than just across the state, Danielle. It's across the entire nation, where Folds of Honor, which was founded in 2007, was designed to provide scholarships to families of fallen and disabled heroes. And today, I mean, over 29,000 scholarships. And here in Hawaii, you know, that's been 162 scholarships. And while that may not seem like a lot, Danielle, the section, since its inception in 07, has raised over $330,000, and Folds of Honor has matched that by giving over $737,000 in those 162 scholarships back here to the Hawaiian Islands. And all these efforts to raise this money come directly from our facilities from Lehui to Hilo on every island across the state.
Exactly. So we're going to be traveling across Oahu vicariously through Garrett Okumura on the Big Island, Greg Nichols, Travis Jerger, and Kevin Carl on Oahu, Rick Castillo on Maui, Steve Murphy on Kauai over the next, well, the rest of May and all the way through June. And of course, Memorial Day is when we're going to, not Labor Day weekend, Memorial Day. This is the time because we're remembering the people fallen in all wars, and this is the perfect time. This all started when Lieutenant Colonel, and his name just went right out, Dan Rooney.
Dan Rooney.
Yes, yeah. Dan Rooney was on my show in 2007 when he started. He saw a casket coming out from underneath an airplane, and he realized the power of that moment just sent chills up his spine, and he thought about the families and the children and the man or the woman who was left behind to take care of those children and make sure they had good educations and being by themselves. And he thought there's got to be a way where we can help our fallen service people so that they can know that they've got the back. We've got their back, and take care of them. And that's how this was born.
Absolutely, Danielle. And in that instant, he realized the real price of freedom, the moment which that is that fallen hero's son will never play catch with his father or learn to play golf or be at graduation. And, you know, through our relationship with Folds of Honor and our national PGA of America Foundation, PGA Reach, we've partnered with Folds to continue to do that, to give back to those who have served our country for the price of our freedom. And you know, and people ask us every year, Danielle, how do we do this? How do we end up raising? Last year we raised, you know, over $50,000 for Folds. And this year our goal is to raise $75,000 with our chairman, Greg Nichols, of our Folds of Honor committee. Do it simply by the professionals giving and donating money from their lessons, courses donating a dollar or two from rounds of golf or rounding up on their fees, you know, junior golf clinics and even tournaments. We've had some huge successes in tournaments on Kauai and Lanai and Maui and the Big Island. And even here on Oahu, where communities come together to support, you know, our heroes in armed services.
So if I'm a golfer and I'm going to go play a round of golf, will there be a place where I can then put some money in the pot?
Absolutely, Danielle. And we're working with our chairman, Greg Nichols, to create a list so we can get that out to the community of all the golf courses that will be participating, whether it's a tournament, a donation box. You know, Rick Castillo on Maui is doing a fundraiser with Folds of Honor shirts and our PGA logos to show their support, that they stand together with Folds of Honors. There's other golf courses that are donating gift certificates, and customers make a donation and they'll get raffle tickets and their name entered to win some of our great prizes and gifts for Folds of Honor golf bags and golf balls and certificates at golf shops throughout the year. And all this money that's collected from Hawaii will go back to the mainland and end up coming back almost double to support our community out here.
Yeah, so, you know, just get out there and play and give a little bit, like you said, round up. If you're going to be paying $67 for a round of golf, put $3. You know, add the $3. Just go up to $70. You can also, like, everybody, I know a lot of folks, there was a lady who won a trip to Vegas listening to the golf club, and she won. She was on the Big Island, and she called and she sheepishly said to me, you know, I listen to you every Saturday morning. I really like your show, but I don't play golf. Can I still, I won the trip to Las Vegas. Can I still go? I said, of course you can. You know, yes, you won. So a lot of people who are listening, you're saying, well, I don't play golf, but I really would like to participate. There's a donate button at patriotgolfdays.com. Patriotgolfdays.com. That's the best way. Or if, you know, you don't like computers, you still, you know, don't mess with those things, then you can always just drive into your neighborhood golf course and say, hey, I want to donate to Patriot Golf Day for the Folds of Honor. I want to donate. I want to make these scholarships big and easy for these young people left behind. And that's all you got to do is just drive up, go inside the clubhouse and say, hi, I'm here to donate. And they'll smile and say, come on in.
Absolutely, Danielle. And if you can't, you can always contact our office because we facilitate a lot of the information to the courses. And all that money goes directly back to Folds of Honor. We don't keep any of it here in the islands. Everything goes back to support this great nonprofit for our heroes.
Absolutely fantastic. And how many of those scholarships were given out in Hawaii?
Last year, we had a total of 18 scholarships, which totaled $90,000 in Hawaii last year.
Just
even
last
during
year.
COVID year, Danielle.
Just last year. That's fantastic. Wes Wailahua, Aloha Section PGA Executive Director. I'm going to be, and CEO, I am going to be talking with all of the guys over the next many weeks and get everybody excited about getting out and play or at least getting involved in Patriot Golf Day for Folds of Honor. Thanks for being on the show.
We appreciate it, Daniel. Happy Mother's Day to you and to all your listeners out there.
Happy Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day, and it's almost hurricane season. What's going on with this year? Aloha,
Wes. Thanks again,
Wes.
Danielle. Appreciate it. Aloha. Yeah.
We're going to take a look at what's happening in the world of Mark Lynch, PGA, who, by the way, is a major in the U.S. Army Reserve, 16 years of service. He is now the VP of Golf Operations at Belmont Golf Course. It just underwent, and Belmont is like this incredible golf course that was made. Oh, we'll tell you all about it. Let's take a break real quick, and we'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are total compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company. Buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And we're going to be hearing the refrain, Happy Mother's Day, at least, another 48 hours. For those who forgot... I feel sorry for you, but we've got something for moms who play the game or for a club of women, and you'd like to maybe get the book and share it amongst each other. So realize your golfing potential, unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, okay, at Wailea, he's the director of instruction there. And he created this great book, and it's so easy. It's got beautiful photos. It's got easy-to-read instructions, explanations, tips, all the things that you really want to have in your golf library. So you can go through it, and after a round of golf, you can say, wow, I really had a real difficult time. I mean... Realize your golfing potential. Unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. Can be yours. All you have to be is the ninth caller. 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. 1-1. Call that number, be the ninth caller, and you win. Realize your golfing potential. Unlock the secrets of a proficient short game. Mark Lynch is a PGA VP of Golf Operations at the Belmont Golf Course, but he started as the VP of Golf at the First Tee, Greater Richmond, Virginia. A member of Club Management Association of America, he's also a Titleist Performance Institute Level 2 certified instructor. He's a Level 2 First Tee coach, and he's a major in the U.S. Army Reserves with 16 years of service. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Hey, Danielle. Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, your transition from the First Tee of Greater Richmond, Virginia, over to Belmont. Tell me the relationship between the First Tee and this magnificent golf course, Belmont Golf Course.
So our organization, First Tee of Greater Richmond, actually leases the land from Henrico County. So Belmont Golf Course is under the umbrella of First Tee Greater Richmond, and we operate it as a public golf course. Previously, I ran our other two facilities, one in downtown Richmond, one south of Richmond in Chesterfield. And then as Belmont came on board and the size of the project that we had there, I was moved over to focus solely at Belmont.
Wow. Now, that's a massive First Tee program. How many kids do you take care of?
Annually, we've been averaging over the last 3 years about 80 to 90,000. Obviously, last year was a little bit lower engagement because of the COVID piece. But our program is throughout three different counties, 27 different elementary schools. On average, we reach about 80 to 90,000 kids throughout the greater Richmond area.
Unreal. I mean, that's huge. That's
it's not small.
No, it's not small. That's fantastic. And this Belmont Golf Course, the reason I keep, talking about it is because this tract was designed and built by A.W. Tillinghast in 1917, renovated by none other than Donald Ross. 10 years later, it hosted the 1945 Richmond Invitational, won by Ben Hogan, and the 1949 PGA Championship, won by Sam Snead. These kids are playing on this golf course?
They absolutely are. And, I'll throw one more Hall of Famer on there with Davis Love and his Love Golf Design Group that did the revitalization of the 12 holes and then helped us see the concept of the 18-hole putting course, practice facilities, and 6-hole short course we call Little Bell.
Wow. So why is the golf course not 18 holes?
First, we had only a limited amount of space. The course is surrounded overall by housing, roads, et cetera. So we had a limited footprint of what we could do. And for us, our programs come first and foremost before anything else. Public golf is a way that supports what the First Tee mission is. But as we're able to do programs, that is our focus. So with the 18-hole golf course, the way it was designed, there was no driving range. There was no real practice facilities. So we had to make space to be able to do what we do from a program perspective. And then actually looked at where the future of golf really kind of is. People's time is more condensed. There's more life obligations, more work obligations. So golf's biggest complaint over the last few years has been really how much time it takes to play, take people away, and that's been a challenge. So we wanted to make a really unique opportunity to have a shorter time. And with our 6-hole short course, Little Bell, and our 18-hole putting course, Ringer, we can also open the game to more people and folks that have never been out on a green grass facility and might have only seen Top Golf, which is awesome, mini golf. But now they have this 31,000 square foot putting course on real grass that is just going to be a different experience for a lot of people.
This is great. So, my mind shifts whenever you say, so how many holes is Belmont?
So technically we have 18 holes. The 12-hole course plus the 6-hole short course is going to allow us to do an 18-hole USGA rated round. So people that had concerns of that can still be able to play that.
Wow.
Then we will have two different practice greens, for chipping, two different practice greens for putting, the 31,000 square foot 18 hole putting course and wedge range and practice range.
Wow, that is, it's perfect. I mean, it really is. It took a real moxie to make this decision to do it. Did you work with Love Golf Design, Davis Love III's company, to come up with this, or was this a brainchild of someone else?
You know, our CEO, along with some key partners, had this concept and this idea, understanding this golf course was about to go away. You know, the county was shopping for other ideas outside of just the golf course. And we had a great group of community citizens that came together and fought to keep it a golf course. And through the project and idea, you know, we had, it was just something that came together. And Love Golf Design was working just up the road in Charlottesville, Virginia, finishing up Birdwood Golf Course, which is home of UVA. And it couldn't have been more perfect timing for them to be able to sneak down here, see what we had, and really be able to inspire something that has so much historic value to it.
Yes. I mean, I can't imagine something that A.W. Tillinghast built in 1917. Donald Ross has hands on it, you know. I mean, how could you not keep that?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you came up with the perfect solution.
Yeah, even our six-hole short course, I mean, we took templates from A.W. Tillinghast's portfolio and built those. So one of the holes on the short course is focused on the old number four hole that was at Belmont that is now part of the range, and just recreated that one. Then we have the Tiny Tim template and a few others from San Francisco Club and Southward Ho throughout the country that we mimicked in that six-hole course.
Gosh, I want to come right now. Can I fly over?
Let's go. We'll trade spots, actually. It's a little cold today.
is it just cold, or is there snow on the ground?
No, thankfully, it's just cold. A little cooler spell. I think it's only high 50s today, but we've had a couple great weeks of growing weather, thankfully. But we're getting warmer by the day.
I am so impressed with your credentials. But let me ask you, after, you know, you're a major in the U.S. Army Reserves, 16 years of service. Tell us, how did you transition from military service to golf and becoming a PGA?
God, that is, I don't know if we have enough time today, but I did 10 years active duty service, and I was finishing up down in Georgia. In between 2009 and 2013, I had three different tours to some very different places throughout Africa and Middle East. And as I was trying to figure out where I wanted to go next, this golf bug kind of caught me. For me particularly, I found golf as a great distraction from everything else that I had experienced, and I was trying to sort back, kind of assimilating back into what normal is after all that time. So seeing that and understanding what the game brought to me, and being a longtime athlete but not a golfer, it was something I wanted to pursue. And I mean, as it always goes, I knew a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy who knows my CEO, and world kind of aligned and gave me the opportunity to come in and be a part of the first tee team and be able to instill the values that I'd learned through the military and enhance those with the values of the first tee organization.
Wow. And they do dovetail. I mean, there's, you know, honor, just that one, you know, calling
integrity.
Yeah. You know, calling a penalty on yourself, that takes a lot of honor and discipline and all the things that you want to instill in a child. When you said you've been a lifelong athlete, I guess becoming the Titleist Performance Institute, a level 2 golf certified instructor, kind of, was it also a natural for you?
It was, for the most part, but looking at what they had to offer and what golf is, I mean, it's a lifetime game. And if people are unable physically from any sort of limitations and, you know, rotation or anything, just because of the way they're built, great. But giving somebody the ability to play a healthy game long into the later years of their life, we have three or four different gentlemen who are 85-plus years old that are out of the course every single day.
Wow.
Playing and practicing and walking the course. So it's incredible to see that aspect of the game. And I wanted to be able to reach everybody I possibly could and if I'm focused on one type of swing mechanic and one focus, how is that for, you know, a younger person that has a lot more flexibility? How does that help our clientele who are older, who don't have that flexibility anymore, have had past injuries? So what TPI has been doing has just been phenomenal, not only for the tour players who use them on a daily basis and understand how that helps their game, but just for people to stay healthy, be able to play the game longer.
This is TPI he's talking about, Titleist Performance Institute, and you can find a TPI here in the islands, around the nation. It's highly regarded, and they'll be able to help you figure out things like where your weaknesses is by watching you tell us.
So there's a base standard of screenings, and honestly, I can't say that I do it on my own. I work with a really good friend in the Richmond area, Kyle Adams, at Adams Performance. He's a DPT. He's a brilliant guy. So he does a lot of the physical understanding and being able to talk about the pelvis and thoracic spine and all these crazy science things that I did not do really well in school. So I can take all of that understanding, be able to communicate with him what we're looking for in the golf swing for an individual, and he can help them with the fitness part or getting more mobile or flexible or being able to turn their hips better. So by just looking at and talking with people, you know, for me, I'll use myself as a perfect example. I've broken my collarbone on my right side twice.
Oh.
So my right arm doesn't rotate back as far as we'd like to see in the top of a golf swing if I wanted to look like Adam Scott. So for me, I have a steeper club at the top, and I have to start my swing a little bit steeper. Down lower, I can work on getting that a little bit shallower. But, you know, we've been pushing my shoulder for years and loosened it up a little bit, but it'll never get to the point of the perfect swing.
Well, there is no perfect swing.
Adam Scott, Ben Hogan, they're both pretty close.
We've been talking about growing the game for as long as I've been doing this show, which is about 20-some-odd years. And now, you know, we were so focused on just growing, we didn't think about diversifying, getting everybody into the game, regardless of backgrounds. And how is your golf facility, the First Tee and Belmont, going about growing the game and diversifying, so getting everybody involved?
I mean, that's the key phrase there, is just making that accessible to everybody. Price point is often a hard point for folks. As a First Tee organization, being a nonprofit, we have a lot of great donors who help support the facilities and allow us to have a more inexpensive experience for really high-quality golf courses. Our engagements through the school program at First Tee and high school programming coming out to the facilities, we're able to reach more of the community and bring more folks out. And we've done partnerships with Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, a lot of great organizations throughout the area to, again, expose people to a game that often has this barrier, this intimidation barrier that doesn't bring people out. So, you know, for us to be able to provide all those different assets, specifically at Belmont, it has a place for everybody. And our focus isn't just being a golf course or this great practice facility. Our focus is being a community place where anybody can come, feel comfortable, hang out, whether they're golfing or not golfing, might be listening to music that we'll have out on the patio, something along those lines, but a place you can come and unite as a community again. You know, those places when I grew up were quite frequent as you go down the street, but now they're coming harder and harder to find. So hopefully after COVID ends here, and hopefully the very near future, we can get back to some of those, more of those big gatherings and get the community tied back together.
That's wonderful. A gathering place, a safe place to go, whether you're playing or whether you're sitting on the patio. I love that. That's beautiful. Are there any benefactors you'd like to recognize?
A lot of our donors are just happy being a part of the process and seeing the outcomes. You know, we've had so many corporate partners, Altria, Markel are some of our big ones, but a lot of them just don't want to be recognized as well. And in the spotlight, which is kind of humbling,
that yes,
people would put a large amount of money into something, but it's because they believe in it, not just because they want their name on a sign.
I think you need to write something like a script for all first tee programs across the country. You know, get into high schools, go do this, reach out here.
That's a part of our core curriculum for first tee nationally. And, you know, there's a chapter over in Hawaii. One of my old lieutenant colonels, his boys are in it, a part of over there.
Yes, at Hickam.
We all have that same focus.
Yes, good. I assume it's at Hickam. I know that there's a first tee everywhere, and we have first tee in Hawaii. Thank you. Mark Lynch, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. Mark Lynch, PGA, VP of Golf Operations now at Belmont Golf Course, VP of Golf at the First Tee, Greater Richmond, Virginia, member of Club Management Association of America, Titleist Performance Institute, Level 2 Certified Instructor, Level 2 First Tee Coach, Major in the U.S. Army Reserves. Thank you so much for your service, sir.
Danielle, thank you for your time and opening this up to a course that is a little bit further away than what you're used to talking about.
But I love it. I got to come and see it.
Let's go.
Right on. Thank you. I'm not sure if you're close to how close are you to Belvoir? Yes.
Depending on DC traffic, it could be an hour and a half to 3 hours.
Okay, depending on DC traffic, I'll take the hour and a half.
Yes. I'll give you the best time to leave from there.
Thank you very much for being on the show, Mark. Aloha.
Have a good one. Thank you, Daniel.
Okay, we've got something to introduce you to that's called pickleball. Pickleball, like a pickle, a ball. Pickleball, okay? Elements of tennis, badminton, and ping pong. What does that have to do with golf? Well, there are, you know, Matt Kuchar loves to play. Phil Mickelson loves to play. And it's growing. And Rob Barnes is going to join us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types, Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. The Golf Club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Rob Barnes, co-founder and co-CEO, Selkirk Sport. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, pickleball. You know, I've heard it talked about, and I've, you know, combining tennis, badminton, and ping pong, played on the court the size of a badminton court with a low net like tennis, and what looks like oversized ping pong paddles using a wiffle ball. It sounds like fun. I mean, the wiffle ball, is that one of those balls that has like little air holes in it?
Yes. So it's very similar to a wiffle ball. It's they're engineered a little bit differently for pickleball, but it's very similar. So, yeah, so it's basically like a high-end wiffle ball.
Where did all this start?
Yeah, so it actually started in 1965 by a couple of dads that was looking for something for their kids to do, and they had like a badminton court on their property, and I don't think they had a net up, and they basically took some ping pong paddles and gave them to their kids. I think they had like a wiffle ball, something of that nature, and basically kind of started embedding the rules as they went. In 1965, it was in Bainbridge, Washington. And the sport's just kind of been progressing ever since. It really hasn't gotten popular or really had mass adoption until about 2010, I would say. That's kind of when it really started to get a lot of momentum.
Yeah. There is a professional pickleball tour.
Oh, there's several, actually. Yeah, there's two. And there's quite a few pros, and a lot of them make a good living at it, touring between sponsorships and teaching. And yeah, there's two pro circuits, the PPA and the APP.
Wow. Did you guys have any idea? 8,000 pickleball facilities, 20,000 courts, 3.46 million players, according to the Sports and Fitness Industry Association. And, you know, I've never seen it played. I feel like I'm missing out. It actually sounds like a fun game to play. Is it fun for, you know, kids and parents to do together?
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons why there's been such a mass adoption, especially during COVID. You know, people were wanting a safe activity that was naturally social distancing outside with their family or friends. So we just saw a huge entrance, even more so than we've been seeing. And it's such an easy sport to pick up. You can get on the court with your kids, with your grandparents, and just have a blast and get the ball over the net. Whereas, you know, you have other sports like tennis or ping pong or even golf, right, which are great sports, but there's a learning curve, and you have to kind of practice a lot and make sure, especially on tennis, you have someone that's an equal level to you on the other side to really have fun. And this is a sport you can go out there with your family or at a very high level and enjoy it off the bat.
It sounds like it. So Troon, the world's largest club management company, named Selkirk Sport its first preferred pickleball partner. Are there courts, pickleball courts on Troon properties?
Oh yeah, they have Drysdale, Cliff Drysdale properties as well, which are primarily tennis, which they own, and they have pickleball courts there, and quite a few of their term properties have courts, and they're expanding. Part of the reason they partnered with us is they're expanding aggressively into a lot of their other facilities. So we're kind of helping them, and we're going to have courses and stuff for their membership to be able to kind of learn the sport and really come alongside them to help grow it in their communities.
That's marvelous. For country clubs and golf resorts that would like to add this onto their already existing offerings in the world of, getting out and recreation. So when you teach, you're teaching and you're creating. Tell us first about, you and your brother, you got together and created your company?
Yeah, so it's me and my brother Mike and my dad Jim. My brother Mike and I got in business when we were really young. I think he was 16, I was 17.
Wow.
It was our first business, and we've just kind of been on that path ever since. And we founded this company with our dad in 2014. With just a goal. We were players before that, so we've been playing, I think, since 2010 as a family.
Yeah.
And we just didn't see a premium lifestyle-oriented equipment brand in the marketplace that we felt we desired and we wanted as players. And so, we just kind of started on that path to see what it would take, and we quickly found that we needed to make all our products in the U.S. And we started it, and it's grown ever since, so it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, I'm thrilled it's made in the USA. Why did you find that you had to?
For us, we wanted to start a premium brand, and we actually use golf as a great example because we have tremendous respect for all the golf brands and just how they craft their image and market product. And so we wanted a lot of the brands at the time were very kind of garage brands or just didn't understand the concept of branding or performance products. And we wanted to build performance products that met the needs of our customers and also helped them improve their game. And we just found to do that, the only way we were going to be able to achieve that goal would be to make it here.
And that's
in the
what
US.
You offer a lifetime warranty on your. Yes.
Yep, we offer a limited lifetime warranty on all our U.S. products. Yep.
That's great. I that's standing by what you make. That's awesome. So what I want to do now is, do you offer online sales? Because so many of our sporting places only stock things that are obviously popular. And, I'm not sure that there is even a pickleball court in Hawaii. Do you know of one?
Oh, yeah, we actually have several dealers in Hawaii, and there's the Hawaii Open, too, I think in January next year.
Wow. Okay, do you know the dealers off the top of your head?
I apologize. I do not.
That's okay.
I should have looked. but you can check us out at selkirk.com, and you can always email us at support@selkirk.com, and we can give all the information to the dealers we have in Hawaii.
So, yeah.
But we have actually a pretty vast dealer network as well, mostly comprised of tennis or golf shops that carry the sport.
Obviously, I'm, sheltered, and I I'm too busy to open up my mind.
Well, it happened really fast, too, so.
Yeah, but this is fun. Somehow, I think I could play this game and have fun and not hurt myself.
Well, that's another main reason we've had huge adoption is you have tennis players that, just have knee injuries or you have a lot of court to cover. And this is much less impact on the joint. So we see a lot of, we have a lot of young players as well, but we're seeing a lot of people that enjoy tennis and the camaraderie and just the sport in general, moving to pickleball just to have less impact on the joints.
Yeah.
And it's safer overall. So.
Safer overall, and you can actually laugh during the process, which makes...
Yes, yes.
Right? I feel like this is a laughing kind of thing, unless you're a, a tour player, and then, of course, there's no laughing. It's not a laughing matter.
but we see that. It's funny. We see communities sometimes complain about the noise of pickleball, and you would think it's that pinging noise, but a lot of times it's just the laughter and the fun everyone's having, and that actually tends to be noisier.
See? Laughing is so good for you. So there's going to be a Hawaii Open next year in a pickleball Hawaii Open?
Yes, I believe it's called, it's the Hawaii Open. I believe it's in January. It might have gone moved around a little bit.
Yeah.
It was postponed this year, but I believe it's in January.
Okay, well, if anybody's listening right now and knows about pickleball in the islands, please go to radiogolfclub.com, and there's a place where you can send an email. And just do that, because I would really...
Well, and we'll get that info and send it to you as well. So I'll make sure I get a list of all the questions you had and get that your way.
That's marvelous. Okay, this Rob has become the visionary of the brand with his constant ability to find the best materials, designs, technology, constantly striving to continue the no-compromise quality of Selkirk. I'm really impressed with you, Rob Barnes, co-founder and co-CEO, Selkirk Sport. He's been in business since the age of 16, with his older brother, 17. Or is it the other way around?
Other way around, yes. So I was 17. I think he was actually 15.
Okay. Well, this is awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
We'll get you some paddles your way.
Yo, that'd be fun. I'm already having fun in my mind. I must be losing it. Thanks for being on the show. Aloha.
Thank you, Danielle. Yes, thank you.
Okay, we got to go. Take care of, you know, I mean, what was the story about Bryson DeChambeau? He was doing so poorly, he just got on his jet and flew away from the Wells Fargo. And then he had to fly back because he really didn't miss the cut. This one, you know, Phil Mickelson was like in the lead. But this course, it's hard. I mean, it played like brutal yesterday. I was watching Justin Thomas. He came out of just about being in this rocky little creek bed and ended up on the green. That was an amazing shot. But everybody was pulling off amazing shots or not. It was, you know, there's three guys at six under. That's not exactly top after two rounds. But there's a lot of guys chasing very close. So it's going to be an interesting weekend. And Ron Green is there. So he's got the inside scoops. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
KORLYNI Honolulu. Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company. Buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Happy Mother's Day, and for Mother's Day, we have another gift. Lana, thank you for being a winner. And now we have an aqua brush and a Pitch Fix. The switchblade type, kind of, you know, the pitch mark that you can now fix with your Pitch Fix switchblade tool and the aqua brush, so you can clean your irons. You know, you always want to, how do I want to clean your irons? It's so perfectly perfect. It's one of the new products. And all you have to be, and you can give these, you know, to the lady golfer in your life, or you can keep them. The number is 808-545-1111. That's 808-545-1111. Ron Green Jr., award-winning golf journalist, and, of course, six first-place awards from the Golf Writers Association of America, PGA Tour correspondent and writer for Global Golf Post. He's with us, and he's at Quail Hollow right now, where there have been some mix-ups. There's been some very interesting play. I mean, when things were ended up yesterday, we were watching some brutal golf. Six under, Matt Wallace out of England, Gary Woodland and Patrick Rogers. There was Cramer Hickok at four under, fourth place. He was five under. Scott Percy was four under in a tie for third. It was just one of those very, very difficult rounds, but Rory McIlroy had a fabulous round of golf, and Phil Mickelson did okay, but we'll talk about all these things. I think we need to start. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron.
How are you, Danielle? It's nice to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. So what was up with the gentleman that we all know as Bryson DeChambeau when he got on his jet and flew away and had to fly back?
Yeah, well, he did not finish well in his second round. He made a triple bogey on his 16th hole, par 5, 7th hole there, hit a couple balls in the water, and thought he'd missed the cut and was pretty frustrated. He was in 90th place and decided it was time to fly home to Dallas, where he's going to be playing in the Byron Nelson next week, and off he went. And as they got closer to Dallas, his agent texted, said, by the way, you might make the cut. Because a cold front blew through Charlotte yesterday, and the wind just took off. I mean, I'm standing outside in Charlotte here today, and it's still blowing, so it's going to be another hard day. But the scores just went up so much yesterday that, yeah, from 90th position to inside the top 65, Bryson found himself in Dallas with a tee time on Saturday morning back in Charlotte. So he sort of, it was too late to turn the plane around. There wasn't enough fuel. So he sort of, they sat down and talked about it. What he ultimately did was he stayed in Dallas, got himself a workout in, got a new crew and all that stuff, made all the arrangements. It was not easy to do. And he left Dallas at 2:45 or 2:30 a.m. Dallas time today. Flew back, got to Charlotte about 6:30, hopped in a car, came over to the golf course, changed clothes, grabbed a little bite of breakfast, and until he double bogeyed the last hole, was on, had a chance to shoot 66, still shot 68, and he might be able to make up the extra plane fare with one more good round tomorrow. But it's, he said it was a bad mistake, but it was an interesting story.
Yes. I they kept talking on television about where was Bryson sitting on the tarmac, and I'm like, what are you guys talking about? I don't understand. Has he left? So, yeah, that's, by how many shots was he down when he decided to fly to Dallas?
Well, he was two shots outside the cut line, but there were so many players there. It just seemed extremely unlikely, and it wasn't until the conditions just got so hard. I mean, it's a hard golf course anyway, and then when the wind started blowing 25 and the greens are firm, it just every once in a while you get days like that. And you know, he said he landed back in Dallas at 5:45 Dallas time, so they were, the second round was actually still going on, just finishing at Quail Hollow.
Wow.
And sort of like, look what I've done here. I guess I've got to figure this out. He considered withdrawing and not coming back, but he said, you know, that's, you start thinking about world ranking points and being doing right by the sponsor and
yes,
doing right by what you're supposed to do. It's just, yeah, said, all right, it was a mistake, you know, an understandable one in some ways, but one he will remember for a long time.
Yeah, it sure is nice to have those private jets, isn't it?
I suppose it is.
Yes, yes, I suppose it is too, because I have no idea. But obviously, yes, that's, it's a wonderful story. And Ron, thank you so much. Now, we were all absolutely thrilled. Phil, the Thrill Mickelson, came through for us with his first round and did fabulously. Second round, not so good. What were your thoughts?
It was great the way he played Thursday, because, I mean, you hate to use the word irrelevant, but Phil had not been a big factor in many tournaments here for a while. And, you know, Quail Hollow is the place. I think this is the 17th straight year he's played in this event.
Wow.
He loves the golf course. It's hard. He's finished, pretty much checked every box inside the top 10 except first. And, you know, it's just a place he really, really likes it, the way they set it up. And he played great Thursday and not so great Friday, but it was more just a couple places. He has talked on and on for the last couple of years about the issues he has with staying focused.
Yes.
And said he did such a good job with it Thursday, and then he cited in the second round Friday, he said two swings on the 15th hole of par 5 and then on the 17th hole of par 3. He said, I'm standing up trying to decide whether I'm going to hit a draw or a fade, what I'm going to do. And without ever deciding, I just go up there and make two terrible swings. I think those of us who play golf understand. I mean, I can be standing over a shot and almost be surprised that the ball's on its way because I was thinking about what I was going to get at the grocery store or something. And, you know, to hear him talk about it, he said, I just can't let it happen. I've got to just step away and just refocus. But, yeah, he was encouraged, I think, just to shoot around like that and to have that feeling again. So, you know, it's, we know where he is in his career. I mean, the greatest part is behind him, but I mean, he can still get it done. And, you know, if he can somehow keep himself close enough here today so that on Sunday he's got a chance, I got to believe that sort of the instincts and all the, you know, the years of putting himself in that position will work to his advantage.
Yeah. You know, indecision kills. You've got, it's really, really difficult when you put yourself and then you don't have confidence in either one of the choices. And sometimes it's just better off to go with your instinct. But, you know, the focus aspect, I'd really like to see what he's doing or hear more about what he's doing. Maybe I don't. About what he's doing to keep his focus in the present, in the moment, and not let those doubts come in and question what he's about to do. That's a real tough one for someone as good as Phil Mickelson is. It's hard for us to go, oh, you know, poor Phil. Then there's Rory McIlroy. What, has it been 2 months since he made a cut?
You know, he celebrated in the little interview Friday, sort of put his arms up in a cheer like, hey, I'm playing the weekend. It's been a long time.
Yes.
Somebody asked him, he said, so what have you been doing on all these Saturdays, Rory? And he's sort of like, well, thanks a lot for asking. Well, but now that you mentioned, I went to a dinner party one weekend. I went to the Bahamas. You know, I had all this unexpected time off. But, you know, Quail Hollow is a place where he's had huge success. He's won twice here. He's lost in a playoff here. And he's a member here in Charlotte now. That's what they think of Rory here. And he loves the place. And he's needed something good to happen as he sort of worked through sort of decluttering, I think, his mind and his golf swing, and some with the help of Pete Cowan. And he didn't drive it very well Thursday and shot one over par. But, I mean, he looked like Rory shooting whatever it was, 66 on Friday, and got in. He caught a little break because he played early before the wind really got up. And I just think this is if he's going to snap this whole thing, I think this is the kind of place where he could do it. I know he made an early birdie today. This place fits him. He likes it, and it likes him. I mean, it's just a perfect sort of marriage in some ways. It doesn't mean he's going to win. Gary Woodland looks like Gary Woodland again. It'll be a long, hard weekend because they're supposed to, as I mentioned earlier, the wind continued to blow pretty significantly today and again tomorrow. So I think we're seeing a bit of a different Quail Hollow. Patience is going to become a huge thing, and the edges are, you know, the line between good and bad at Quail, especially over the last five or six holes, is so slender. I mean, watching guys trying to hit shots into that par 3 17th green yesterday with the flag on the left near the water and the wind blowing right to left.
Yeah.
That was, we like to play golf, but I don't think many of us wanted to try to hit that shot.
No. And how about JT's shot right along the creek? Somebody said, don't worry, you're up. And I looked at him going, oh yeah, he's up. But wow, what a shot that was getting on the green.
Yeah. Safe par there. I've made some good saves coming in. I mean, he's a guy who, won the PGA here 4 years ago, likes this golf course. I mean, I can't imagine a golf course that doesn't fit Justin Thomas's game. Hasn't quite gotten the birdie run going. Not that there are going to be many today, but, he's one of those guys that can just hang around a little bit. As much as anybody, he would have the capability to shoot the low one tomorrow.
You know, there's so many guys that I, you know, would love to see win. You know, it's like, I hope Justin Thomas gets his game back. I hope Rory McIlroy gets his game back. Yeah, I hope Bryson DeChambeau plays the course and not his game that doesn't always suit the course. You know, you've got to make adjustments. Harris English, I'd love to see him become more successful because he's been in the game and he's getting better, but then he has these slumps. And Stuart Sink is always there. What is it about
Stuart? He is always there, isn't he? I don't know. I mean, he's in a very good place for, what is he, 48 years old? And got
yes.
His son. It's funny, Rory told the story. He was paired with him the first 2 days. And when somebody asked Rory about, in the joke, what did you do with these weeks off and everything, he said, I actually told Stuart Sink that I watched him at the Heritage for a couple of days, just how he won that golf tournament. He said, we were on a little getaway to the Bahamas. He said, I'd go out in the morning and then come in the afternoon and watch Stuart Sink play Harbortown. So that was one worth watching, too.
Yes, it was. It's truly something. I'd say it's an amazing golf course. I was watching it and I was thinking, I don't remember Quail Hollow being this hard. And you explained it beautifully when you said the wind came up. Got to ask you something that's, you know, come up again this week. It's the Super League Golf, Premier
yeah.
League Golf. I mean, whatever you want to call it. It's been around, what, Rory said he's been contacted by them since 2014. It keeps raising its head up, and then it seems to get... It's like one of those games that you hit it on the head and then it pops up here and you hit it on the head. Do you think with all the statements from the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, the USGA, is this finally going to die?
It's sort of like a fire you can't quite put out and keeps flaming back up, I think. I think ultimately the PGA Tour and the European Tour are going to remain sort of what they were. I think there's a lot of money. If it's truly being thrown around, I mean, I have to believe it is, but they're talking just enormous sums of money. And I understand players having their heads turned. I mean, somebody comes to you and says, we'll offer you $50 million or whatever for 3 years. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Even if you have a lot of money, that's a lot of money. And I think the trick, the hard part, look, there are a couple hard parts. I think, you know, there's no history there. I think guys, who, as Webb Simpson said, if I'm Dustin Johnson, I'm playing for records, not dollars.
Yes.
And I think there are a lot of guys who are that way. And I think to make for it to succeed, those groups need the bulk of the players to go. I mean, you can't just pick off a, you know, three players and make it work. You need to get, you know, basically the whole side to come over and do this. And I just don't see that happening. Could it lead to some sort of, I don't want to say compromise, but bringing something in from what's being proposed over here? Hey, here's a little more money we could put into this and we can do this. I don't know. I think, as Jay Monahan, when they had the player meeting here Tuesday night, which they have one here every year, he basically just read the bylaws as written by the players, essentially, about here's what membership means. Now, if you're welcome to go do this, but it means you're suspended or expelled from the PGA Tour, and then how do you get back in if it doesn't blast? If it starts, and it's, you know, what good does it do you if suddenly you're a top player and the PGA of America, the Masters, the U.S. Open say, well, you're not going to be eligible. We're not going to recognize this, or, you know, the Ryder Cup goes away. What do the contracts say? I'm sure they're all built around playing on the PGA Tour. So that's a whole other aspect. Yeah. Now, obviously, a lot of those things have been considered, but you're right. It keeps, just when you think, just when you about forget about it, it shows up again.
That's it. Whack-a-mole.
Yep.
All right. Always a pleasure talking with you. Ron Green at Quail Hollow. It's the Wells Fargo, and it's going to be really something to see. If you want to watch how these guys recover from some very tricky positions on this golf course, by all means, get there. Those pin placements were rugged, and the wind is up. Thanks so much for being on the show, Ron.
Enjoyed it, Daniel. Take care.
You too. Ron Green, he is with Global Golf Post, award-winning golf journalist, including 6 first-place awards from the Golf Writers Association of America. They are tough on each other. It's not easy. All right. I want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Global Golf Post, the leading golf publication in the game, and it is free. So go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Show your support for the golf club by signing up for Global Golf Post. The more signups, the more support the golf club gets from globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. And, of course, you know, it helps defray the costs. Aloha Power Equipment, the moving sale continues until the store is empty. We put power at your fingertips for everything you need, including that Honda mower I mentioned earlier in the show. It is on sale. Go check it out. Sand Island and Waipahu stores. Honolulu Sign, they do exterior building signs. They do real estate and lighting signs. They do parking signs and interior signs. Signs of all kinds. PPE signs. Honolulu Sign. They're on Hart Street now. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson. If you've got pain, any shoulder, foot, hand, knee, back, see Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Do something about it. Call Hawaii Pain and Spine. MD Restoration. You know, all of a sudden there's a flood and you stare and you go, what's happening? I mean, it just takes your mind a few minutes to once your mind, you know, kick into gear, call 528-3434 because you need help right away. When disaster strikes, just like that. Call MD Restoration and RCM Construction, 30-year leader in Spalling repairs across Hawaii. The number is 864-9520. RCM Construction and Sioux Electric. They have kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping, commercial centers, city and state projects. Have your project done right, on time, on budget. It's Sioux Electric, lighting the way. And if you'd like to hear the show again or portions of it, radiogolfclub.com, and you just go to the listen link and you'll find the show from today. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.